Be coming in. The graduates will be coming in. Maybe when they come in the next few seconds, you might like to give them a round of applause. And here they are. Lord's hand for Alex McGulkin and Kirk Johnstone. As well as for the quintet over to the side who was entertaining earlier tonight, Brian Sand and his group. My name is David Harp. I'm University Marshal, and I will be entertaining you for about a minute and a half before the platform party comes in just about that length of time. I would ask all of you to make sure you have your lineup card, which can be broken into two pieces. Don't put it in pocket A and pocket B, because you will be fumbling down here at the end of the stage. Make sure you have them. And one thing I would advise all of you to do is, when you start seeing the people come across the stage, watch what they do and do the best thing that makes sense for you. Namely, give your card to the reader who will be at the other podium, and then the other half of your lineup card you will give over here to receive your diploma, certificate, degree, whatever it may be. And they will sort out that. This is the most complicated group we have at McGill, because there are so many different degrees, certificates, and the like. So pay attention to all of that and watch the stage at the very beginning, and it will work out extremely well. The platform party is assembled, and I would ask them to come in, and I would ask the audience to rise, levez-vous, s'il vous plaît, for the platform party.
Thank you, Professor Purdy. Good evening, graduating students, families, friends, ladies and gentlemen, bonsoir à tous. On behalf of McGill University, I would like to welcome you to the 2012 convocation ceremony of students graduating from the School of Continuing Studies. Now, as the 18th Chancellor in the 190th year history of McGill, I have no intention of breaking with the tradition of opening these proceedings with a very brief address. Some of my predecessors have referred to this introduction as a word of advice. I prefer a less lofty description and refer to this simply as something to think about. Before arriving at today's convocation, all of you have given considerable thought as to your future vocation. Some among you have yet to firm up your career aspirations and may be planning to continue studying, undertake volunteer community service, temporary work, or travel. Whatever it is you choose to do, there is an important parallel activity that you should consider. It is one that I believe could enhance your career, or for those of you who are still undecided about your future, help you make the right choices. I raise this idea with you based upon my own vocational trajectory. It has to do with seeking a mentor who could inspire and hopefully guide you. Note that when I use the term mentor, I do not mean internationally recognized figures such as Nobel Prize-winning scientists, world-class architects, great musicians, or inspirational political figures. Rather, I'm referring to those individuals whom we come across in our everyday lives and who have the capacity to help us see ourselves and our environment from a different perspective than our own habitual one. Sometimes we come across such individuals accidentally. Other times we choose to seek them out. Just by way of examples, this individual could be a former high school teacher, university professor, sports coach, a friend of the family, or a parent of a close friend. In my own case, having a mentor has had a major impact on my quality of life. Instinctively, you may believe that approaching someone to become your mentor might be considered as an assault on their privacy. My experience, and those of others who have been fortunate to have mentors, is just the opposite. The right people are flattered, even honored, to be asked. J'ai fait des études de commerce et j'ai obtenu mon baccalauréat en commerce à McGill, puis ma maîtrise en administration des affaires à Harvard. J'ai travaillé 35 ans pour une grande entreprise très diversifiée. Comme mes intérêts portaient essentiellement sur le commerce de détail et l'immobilier, sans aucun rapport avec la médecine, il va sans dire que les scientifiques et les recherches médicales m'étaient aussi étrangères que les astronautes et les voyages dans l'espace. Pourtant, très tôt dans ma carrière, alors que j'étais encore dans la trentaine, j'ai fait la connaissance de plusieurs chercheurs en médecine. L'une d'entre eux est ensuite devenue mon mentor. Cette collaboration et cette amitié ont amené à faire du bénévolat dans le domaine médical et en particulier à agir en faveur de la recherche médicale. My business life came to an abrupt halt much sooner than I had either hoped for or anticipated. However, by then I had become so well acquainted and involved in health research, healthcare delivery, and health information technology, almost all as a serious hobby, that I was able to move easily into what became and still is the most rewarding and interesting part of my life. As I suggested earlier, something to think about. I would now like to welcome Professor Heather Monroe Bloom, Principal and Vice Chancellor of McGill University, to address the audience. Thank you.
Thank you, Chancellor, Vice Chair, governors, senators, our distinguished honoree, Mr. Peter Millikan, our Special Teaching Award winners, Madame Manon Gadebois and Mr. Leo Kirkland, esteemed colleagues, proud family and friends, and most of all, graduating class, bonsoir, bonsoir et bienvenue ici pour cet événement mémorable. As Principal and Vice Chancellor of McGill University, it gives me great pleasure to welcome you all to the Center for our spring convocation. Graduates, today is a momentous day in your lives, a day of celebration that you will look back on and remember always. We know that as McGill students, you have worked very hard, without question. But as tough as it may be to be a McGill student from time to time, it can also be even tougher to be the family member or close friend of a McGill student. And so, graduating class, I ask you to join with me in expressing our appreciation to your family and friends who have supported you to this moment. Graduating class, after all the hard work and sacrifices you have made to arrive at this milestone moment, it is natural to regard today as a conclusion, a goal reached, and a time for farewells. But today also marks the start of a new chapter in your lives. While here you have made, we hope, lasting friendships, you have sought knowledge and learned from the best and brightest professors and classmates. You've experienced an environment where the exchange of ideas, and often, most importantly, provocative and controversial ideas, is encouraged, and where we respect fundamentally our academic freedoms, knowing that along with these great freedoms come responsibilities. The world, too, has changed since your first days here. We live in a globally oriented and complex world, an age of ever-increasing mobility and complexity. Votre passage à l'Université McGill et à Montréal vous a ouvert aux deux communautés culturelles et linguistiques des peuples fondateurs du Canada. Il vous a aussi permis de toucher à la richesse et à la complexité des enjeux qui caractérisent le monde qui s'ouvre aujourd'hui devant vous. Many of you will be thinking about where life will take you next and about the choices you will make. And I know that as continuing studies students, this may be true even if you've come into your programs with jobs. You arrived here tonight as students of McGill, and you will leave it later this evening as graduates of your alma mater, the newest members of a McGill family of more than 220,000 living alumni worldwide, a family that includes our chancellor, our chairman, our vice chair, and in a few moments, our distinguished honorary degree recipient, Mr. Peter Millikan. Today, graduating students, you are participating in a tradition that predates the Canadian Confederation. McGill has been awarding degrees since 1833. Indeed, this past year marks an important milestone in our McGill history as well, as we celebrate the conclusion of events recognizing the 190th anniversary of our founding, the roots of our founder, James McGill, our founding professors, and our institution in the Scottish Enlightenment. And so today, graduates, know that you were part of a very long tradition of McGill academic excellence and professional leadership expressed here at home in Quebec, across all of Canada, and in every country of the world. James McGill was living on the grounds of our beautiful downtown campus when in 1811 he made the bequest of his Burnside estate and £10,000 to the Royal Institution for the Advancement of Learning. James McGill's gift was made when Montreal was a small town at the edge of an undeveloped continent, when there was no certainty at all that this land could ever be the site, 200 years hence, of a great city or a world-class university. But McGill did become a great university, and you, graduating class of 2012, are the direct beneficiaries of that pioneering leap of faith by our founder, who was a Scottish-born fur trader and merchant, who spoke both English and French, and who believed above all else in the power of education to transform the world. But James McGill was only the first great McGillian to envision a better world. For nearly two centuries now, this university has made its impact felt in every field of human endeavor, from management to music, law to engineering, nutrition and agriculture, the physical and medical sciences, the arts and the social sciences here in Canada and around the globe. Graduates, as you look forward to bright futures, know that you stand on the shoulders of giants. These individuals have made their mark by embodying the distinctive spirit of McGill, a deeply rooted sense of tradition and appreciation for our character and our culture. These, joined with a commitment to excellence and creativity, of lifelong community service and learning, and global citizenship, people just like you. As we celebrate you tonight, class of 2012, we also celebrate McGill School of Continuing Studies. The school began as a series of public lectures in 1856 and continues its important work today, helping to build on personal interests and professional experience and to contribute to a strong economy, healthy society, and fulfilled lives. This is a very exciting time for the school as it continues to enhance the reach and reputation of McGill through meeting the professional, cultural, and personal development needs of a rapidly changing society. The school exists to help its remarkable learners achieve their goals, whether they be McGill graduates seeking a specialized edge as they transition to workplace, recent immigrants finding your place in Quebec and Canada, professionals advancing your knowledge and skills, or older learners who simply love to learn. Dean Judith Potter is bringing great vision, energy, and creative, innovative approaches to continuing studies at McGill, as well as this passion for lifelong learning. This past year has seen a significant growth at the school in international activity, as well as program growth through collaborations with McGill faculties and community organizations. As continuing studies students, you and your families will have made special sacrifices over and above those of many of the students who come in on a long-term basis. Many of you have managed the combined demands of school, work, and family, and I want to pay very special tribute to you and to your determination and commitment. Today, as we reflect on McGill's past, we also commit ourselves to its future. We aim ever higher in our search for both knowledge and practical solutions to the problems facing society. And graduates, as we join today in celebrating you and your achievements, I also leave you with a challenge to take up the mantle of leadership, to show a commitment and a concern for others when you act as well as yourself, to trust your intuition, and to foster and value your integrity. Whatever else may fail you, whatever bad luck or disappointments may befall you, as happens to all of us in life, your personal integrity can never be taken from you, nor can your commitment to learning. Graduating class of 2012, as you leave our convocation ceremony later this evening, know that as graduates and ambassadors for McGill University, you carry the good name of our institution everywhere you go. Please represent us well and stay in touch with us. You may be sure that we will stay in touch with you. Above all else, may your education, your alma mater, and your relationships with each other continue to nourish you. And for this evening, savor every moment of this special ceremony. It is your special time. Félicitations.
I would now ask, thank you, Madam Principal, and I would now ask Madam Carmen Cecilia to introduce the first of this year's winners of the School of Continuing Studies Award for Distinguished Teaching.
Madam Principal and Vice Chancellor, I have the honor and great pleasure to introduce Leo Kirkland, recipient of the Award for Distinguished Teaching for the School of Continuing Studies. Leo has dedicated 43 years of his life teaching information systems, and students have recognized in Leo an educator who is characterized by his knowledge and his pedagogical qualities, but more importantly, his dedication to teaching. Just let me give you a quick example. Recently, Leo accepted to teach an information systems course up north in Nunavut to Native adult learners working in the healthcare industry. As an educator, he took the time to learn first about the culture and needs of the learners, and even a few words in initiative. And when he completed his research, he prepared and delivered the course appropriately. Just a few words from his students. Leo Kirkland takes a lot of pride in what he does as far as teaching his students, and he takes pride in learning himself and keeping up with today's ever-so-changing times. He is very dynamic and entertaining. He truly cares about the learning of the students, trying to keep them informed and wanting them to do well. He uses innovative teaching resources to keep us engaged. I can go on, but I think you get a good picture of what kind of teacher Leo is. It is with great pleasure that the School of Continuing Studies, in the recognition of his dedication to excellence in teaching and his ability to motivate and stimulate his students, we present the 2012 Award for Distinguished Teaching to Mr. Leo Kirkland.
I now ask Mr. Hervé de Fontenay to introduce the next winner of the School of Continuing Studies Award for Distinguished Teaching, Monsieur de Fontenay.
Madame Vice-Chancellor, Madame la Principale et Vice-Chancelière, it is an honor and a pleasure for me to introduce Manon Gadebois, recipient of the Award of Distinguished Teaching of the School of Continuing Studies. Manon has always put teaching at the center of her professional life. For Manon, beyond language acquisition itself, teaching is an inclusive and transformative process. It involves recognizing diversity in learning styles, establishing relationships, and meeting the learning needs of all students. Her students recognize that Manon is not only an expert in her field, but also une fine pédagogue, a word which curiously doesn't have an exact equivalent in English. Montaigne et Rousseau étaient de grands pédagogues. Manon a, sans le savoir, peut-être beaucoup appris d'eux, car elle possède l'art d'accompagner pédagogiquement ses étudiants dans leur cheminement vers la maîtrise de la langue, vers une compréhension plus intime d'une culture différente, vers l'altérité. Son art, c'est de le faire quelquefois en leur ouvrant le chemin et quelquefois en les laissant l'ouvrir eux-mêmes, comme disait Montaigne. Elle contribue ainsi à développer chez eux une compréhension du monde, des autres et d'eux-mêmes, plus vaste et plus généreuse. Manon has spent most of her professional life at McGill, where she has taught French at various levels to an extremely broad spectrum of students in terms of experience, age, and background. Her intellectual curiosity and rigor, her pedagogical sensitivity, her openness to new technology have led her to innovate constantly and to play a leadership role among our colleagues. We don't teach what we know, but what we are, said a great thinker. Sooner or later, every good teacher discovers that what remains of her teaching is much more than a subject or a course content. It is what she communicates to students, unbeknownst to herself. For Manon, it seems to be that she communicates and awakens the joy in creative expression within the framework of a language, a new language and culture. À mes yeux, le prix que l'on remet aujourd'hui récompense plus qu'un niveau d'excellence en enseignement. Il souligne le travail de pédagogue de Manon, ses qualités de cœur, son empathie et sa capacité d'écoute. Je ne doute pas que ce sont ces qualités dont ses étudiants se souviennent avec le plus de gratitude lorsqu'il repense à son enseignement. Thank you.
I now welcome Dean Judith Potter to the podium to present Mr. Peter Milliken, that he may have conferred upon him the highest recognition that is within the power of this university to grant.
Mr. Chancellor, it is my great pleasure to present the Honorable Peter Andrew Stuart Milliken to be Doctor of Laws. The Honorable Peter Milliken is an accomplished individual who has distinguished himself as lawyer, Member of Parliament, and Speaker of the House of Commons. Born in Canada's former capital city, Kingston, Ontario, Peter Milliken is the eldest of seven children and descendant of United Empire Loyalists. Following in the footsteps of such legendary Kingston area parliamentarians as Sir John A. and Flora MacDonald, Mr. Milliken's political formation was well underway in 1961 when, at age 15, he first visited Parliament. Not long afterward, he began subscribing to Hansard, unusual reading material for a teenager. He completed a Bachelor of Arts in Political Science and Economics at Queen's, an MA in Jurisprudence from Oxford, and a law degree from Dalhousie. Mr. Milliken was called to the Ontario Bar in 1973, practicing with a prestigious Kingston law firm until 1988, when he was first elected as Member of Parliament for Kingston and the Islands, defeating the long-serving Progressive Conservative Cabinet Minister and Grand Dame of Canadian politics, Flora MacDonald. Voters returned him in six successive elections, making him the longest-serving MP in Kingston's history. Mr. Milliken held a host of positions during his parliamentary career, both in opposition and in government. Known for his clever wit and sense of humor, in 1996, Mr. Milliken and fellow Liberal MP John Godfrey introduced the Godfrey-Milliken Bill as a satirical response to the American Helms-Burton Act. That bill would have allowed the descendants of United Empire Loyalists to claim compensation for land seized in the American Revolution. It was drafted in response to provisions in the Helms-Burton Act, which sought to punish Canadian companies for using land nationalized by Fidel Castro's government in Cuba. Godfrey and Milliken presented their bill in Washington in 1997 and met with warm applause from Helms-Burton opponents. His reputed photographic memory and command of the complexities of often archaic parliamentary rules made him a leading candidate for Speaker of the House, a position that he was elected to in 2001. His studious acquittal of the role of Speaker over the ensuing 10 years would elicit widespread praise from government and opposition alike for the fairness of his rulings and for the humor and sarcasm with which he delivered them. Mr. Milliken achieved a number of significant milestones as Speaker. He was the first Speaker to preside over four different parliaments, three of which were minorities. He became the longest-serving Speaker in Canadian parliamentary history. The Speaker votes only in the case of a tie, and he has broken more ties than any Speaker before him, casting 5 of the 10 votes since Confederation. These include one in 2005 when he voted with the Conservative government to prevent an early federal election on a non-confidence budget motion. This was the first time in Canadian history that a Speaker cast a tie-breaking vote on a confidence motion. As Speaker, Peter Milliken made a number of landmark rulings, even as he wrapped up his lengthy career as referee and judge for Canada's often unruly members of Parliament in March 2011. At that time, Speaker Milliken ruled in a prima facie case of contempt of Parliament against the government of Stephen Harper, which culminated in a motion of non-confidence and triggered a federal election. Prior to the vote, the last of which he would preside over, MPs from all sides of the House applauded and praised Speaker Milliken. Conservative House Leader John Baird noted that the Speaker of the British House of Commons and speakers from around the Commonwealth looked to Peter Milliken as their leader and their inspiration. Baird predicted that Milliken would go down in history as the best speaker the House of Commons has ever had. Opposition leader Michael Ignatieff said of Milliken, "You have taught us all, sometimes with modest rebuke, sometimes with stern force of argument, to understand, to respect, and to cherish the rules of Canadian democracy, and for that alone, all Canadians will be grateful to you." Since retiring as parliamentarian, Peter Milliken has remained active, returning to his former firm as counsel and rejoining Queen's University as fellow in the School of Policy Studies. As the capstone of a distinguished career of public service, his official portrait was unveiled in Ottawa this past May and will hang in perpetuity in the Speaker's Corridor of the Centre Block of Parliament. Mr. Chancellor, I present to you the Honourable Peter Milliken, that you may confer upon him the highest honour within the power of McGill University to grant, the degree of Doctor of Laws, honoris causa.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is my great pleasure to invite Dr. Peter Milliken to deliver the convocation address. Dr. Milliken.
Mr. Chancellor, Madam Vice Chancellor, Madam Vice Chair, distinguished guests, fellow graduates, ladies and gentlemen. Je suis honoré d'être invité d'être ici aujourd'hui. C'est un grand plaisir pour moi et aussi un grand honneur. Merci beaucoup pour l'invitation. I'm honored to be invited to this convocation and to receive this degree at your hands, Mr. Chancellor. It's a privilege and an honor to be recognized by this outstanding university that has contributed so much to our country through education, research, and participation in the development of policy and business. I thank you very much for this honor, and I wish all the fellow graduates on this day the very best for their future success. The McGill campus is not a place where I've spent a lot of time. However, when I was an undergraduate student at Queen's University in the 1960s, I did have what I call a memorable experience here. One of my buddies was a cousin from Montreal, and he every year organized a trip to Montreal to visit his family, and a bunch of us would come with him. But every year also, there were two Queen's McGill football matches, one in Kingston and one in Montreal. At least as best I can remember, that was the case. In one of my years at Queen's, we decided to participate in a run of a football from Kingston to Montreal. And so on a Friday evening before the football game, which was to occur on a Saturday, I drove out onto 401 with three passengers in my car, and each of us took a turn, jogging along the highway, carrying the football. Eventually, another car came and relieved us, and we drove on to Montreal, spent the night. But then, the next morning, went to the football stadium here to watch the ball be run into the stadium in anticipation of the game between Queens and McGill. I have no recollection of who won the game or anything, but it was fun to do it, and I'm not an athlete. I don't normally go running, but I did do it that day. It was great. Service in public life has been a real privilege and pleasure for me. I developed my interest in procedure when in high school, and in my fourth year at Queen's, I was chosen to be speaker of the student government body, the Alma Mater Society. So I had a good time doing that despite the objections of the president. Experience and learning at university can be a very important thing, and I hope that today's graduates have found things like this out during their studies that will open their open doors for them and opportunities in a very wide variety of fields for each and every one of you in the years to come. Whatever career you choose, I hope you will involve yourself in some way in community building, whether in politics at any level, charitable work, or participation in local cultural organizations. All of these can benefit from your knowledge and your talents, and all of us can learn more by sharing our views and ideas with others. We live in a country where the opportunities for doing these things are vast and very interesting and diverse. By doing this, we can make the lives of our fellow citizens better and richer because of that diversity. So it's an honor to be at a place of such history in Canada. This university, established, as the Vice-Chancellor said, on James McGill's country estate, Burnside, is one of Canada's oldest, largest, and most prestigious educational institutions. It's an honor today to join others who have studied here and to salute you and your educators for your accomplishments here and in the future. Best wishes for your future careers and for the continued success of this great university. Thank you very much.
Dr. Milliken, you agreed to serve in one of the most challenging of all public service positions, and as we heard earlier by Dean Potter, you had to be elected by your constituents and then by your colleagues, and you set the gold standard for the position. As I listen to the advice you gave today, I can understand why. I hope and pray that those who follow you will inherit that wisdom. We will now proceed with the conferral of diplomas or certificates. Nous allons maintenant procéder à l'attribution des grades académiques. I call upon the Provost, Professor Anthony Massey, to commence the formal proceedings. Professor Massey.
Thank you, Mr. Chancellor. I am pleased, and it is a privilege, to invite students graduating this evening from programs in the School of Continuing Studies to come forward for the conferral of their diplomas or certificates. Each student crossing the stage will be greeted by the Chancellor, the Principal, or the Vice Chair of the Board of Governors. Since all students graduating at this convocation will be receiving a certificate or a diploma, as you cross the stage, you may leave your mortarboard hat on your head. At center stage, you will be ceremonially tapped on your shoulder as a symbol of the conferral of your degree. In most cases, that kind of tapping is done lightly. But there are no guarantees. The actual diploma or parchment itself will be given by the dean to each student as he or she leaves the stage. En vertu des pouvoirs qui me sont conférés par le Sénat de l'Université McGill, je déclare que les candidats dont le nom figure sur la liste des diplômés de l'Université, qu'ils soient présents ou absents, ont satisfait aux exigences de leur diplôme ou certificat respectif. By virtue of the powers conferred upon me by McGill's Senate, I declare that the candidates whose names appear on the university's official list of graduates, whether they be present or absent, have satisfied the requirements for their respective diploma or certificate. I now invite Professor James Archibald to introduce the graduates and Professor Judith Potter, Dean of the School of Continuing Studies, to distribute the diplomas. School of Continuing Studies, Class of 2012, congratulations, félicitations.
Mr. Chancellor, for the Diploma in Human Resources Management, Ayman Abdulfadil Bakr, Dean's Honor List. Elena Ligia Balan. Ksenia Georgieva Baganova. Ellen Candice Barbosa. Roque Vidar. Kawatar Belaziz. Berka Batia. Kim Marie Bill. Erica Brooks. Pamela Maria Burmester. Georgia Cinciana Campan. Mahmoud Nasreen Shaduri. Jeannie Piying Chen. Joanne Desrochers. Karina Marie Faschetti. Vanessa Cacharna Villarreal. Atashe Gobadi. David Grandy. Carla Ann Green, Dean's Honor List. Zaina Harake. Alana Rochelle Inhaber. Selim Jamaluddin. Ashley Ashley Doreen James. Ranjit Kaur Kher Singh. Andrea Jennifer Kunz. Katarzyna Lech, Dean's Honor List. Maria Evelyn Lay. Madhumati Mala. Kushida Mambetova. Christine Martin. Sandra Najan. Justa Isabel Nava. Alexandra Anna Patsinskas. Nicole Erin Reynolds. Annie Hochefort. Catherine Shubin, Dean's Honor List. Fiza Syed, Dean's Honor List. Amal Tahiri. Jennifer Carolyn Taye, Dean's Honor List. For the Diploma in Public Relations Management, Masin Abdi. Diana Vichet. Silvia Kadimartori. Victoria Tannen. Anita Kotic, Dean's Honor List. Genevieve Foron. Mark Holmes. Lilith Kachikian. Alexander Merlin Sandy Skinen. Sophie Catherine Martin, Dean's Honor List. Rafael Mayor Mora. Laurence Neveu-Goulet. Alexandra Pakis. Romel Hubi Romero. Fabian Rosas Beckman. Ayana M. Ryan. Cassandra Evelina Serra. Alessandra Vincelli. For the Graduate Certificate in Accounting Practice, Shauna Birnbaum. Mark Binkovich. Jude Marie Adrien Jean-Baptiste Baptiste. Annie Margaret Caprellian. Ian Ginda. Sameh Mahmoud. Carmen Mao. Darlene Suzanne Pouliot. Hamidreza Lasgoy Fahim. Yusuf Sarini. Jing Wu. For the Graduate Certificate in Entrepreneurship, Sara Mesa Montoya. Jaime Alberto Peñuela, also receiving a Graduate Certificate in Leadership. For the Graduate Certificate in Healthcare, Miguel Angel Alvarez Sanchez. Zahor Saeed Chugatai. Grace Paolucci. For the Graduate Certificate in International Business, Charles Kennedy. Liu Carolina Dambolena. Adil Jabri. Tule Uslati. Bisan Samer Saad. For the Graduate Certificate in Leadership, Francesco Lillo. Ricardo Nunez. Paul Vincent. For the Graduate Certificate in Marketing, Ana Maria Acevedo. Esteban Dominguez Londoño. Zien Sibai. Carolina Suarez. For the Graduate Certificate in Public Relations Management, Marion Assad. Pedro Alejandro Avella Carillo. Neely Kathleen McDonald. For the Graduate Certificate in Taxation, Madam Vice Chancellor, Iman Balbaki. Lydia Meyer. For the Diploma in Accounting, Sergei Alexeyev. Jamil Boudin. Shiraz Shakroon. Yao Chen. Bruce Gartner. Mariela Leonor Gomez Sanchez García. Nadihaja Karakostova. Yok Juan Hue La. Igor Lapadatu. Anton Nesterinia. Gabriela Luminita Papiani, Dean's Honor List. Pierrick Jacques Préteau, Dean's Honor List. Melissa Prophet. Gustavo Barone Sayes. Lisa Marie Terenzio. Akeretina Triantafilopoulos. Thingwa Wang. Artilinde Zaganjori. For the Diploma in Finance, Adriana Aurora Anaya. Majid Bahrami. Justin Martel. Gilbert Samaha American Express Prize in Management, Treasury Finance, Dean's Honor List. For the Diploma in Internet Business Technology, Roman Nedostup. For the Diploma in Management in Entrepreneurship, Karina Caballero Herrera. Mauro Franco, Dean's Honor List. Anna Gunther. Luis Daniel Iturralde. John Emmanuel Lee. For the Diploma in Management in General Management, Yusuf Al-Shahabi. Adeshir Bahrami. Gazman Dula. Tarek Mohammed Talal Echarani, Jacob Jonker Memorial Prize, Dean's Honor List. Umulkayir Ichidu. Anna Maria Majestanova. Mahtab Nazir. Osman Iftakhar Randhawa. Jerome Edwards Tanner. Martha Ere Egbe. Tamara Williams. For the Diploma in Management in Human Resources, Carolina de la Vega. Kriaki Kontolemos. For the Diploma in Management in International Business, Jean-Pierre Michel Elkhoury. Tamaika Jumel Kouakou. Ying Pan. Christina Pridier. Elvira Ustinova. Natalia Veles. Chiu Yang. For the Diploma in Management in Internet Business, Gabriela Carolina Maxoto. Elmer Dante Ore Perez. Gabriel Pablo Zaremlan. For the Diploma in Management in Leadership, Mohammed Kamal Abdullah. Zishan Sarwar. For the Diploma in Management in Marketing, Stephen Boyce. Herbert De Paula Patricio Franco. Maria Julia Guichon. Mohammed Ali Hamdi. Santiago Henayo. Tatevig Makulian. Albert Mashraki. Angela Merizier, Dean's Honor List. Mayessa Mubarak. Jean-Bernard Yingman Sun, Dean's Honor List. Aurélie Anne Aubert Phillips, Lina Cristina Ocampo, Mohamed Tahir Kahtan, Natalia Shushniuk, Gorge Somai, Olga Alexandrivna Ustinova, for the Diploma in Management in Operations Management, Manelika Bekolo Mekomba. Emelina Josefina Modoran Codoriano. For the Diploma in Management in Public Relations, Liliane Sophie Pin. For the Diploma in Management in Taxation, Shakil Dilmohamed. For the Diploma in Management in Treasury Finance, Vanessa Fatal. For the Certificate in Accounting, Almas Aladas. Carolyn Serena Griffith. Miriam Hardy. Brenda Lee. Zuwei Lu. T. Nyok Jeff Yen. On Ki Nye. Vikram Jeet Singh Randhawa. Melanie Ann Smith. Irina Taran, Dean's Honor List. Rembrandt Jacobus Josef van Rijn. Xiao Zhao. Ji Zhu. For the Certificate in Entrepreneurship, Jorge Enrique Dominguez. For the Certificate in Health and Social Services Management, Lorraine Mary Almeida. For the Certificate in Human Resources Management, Jennifer Ann Bolchan. Patrice Lenoir Charles. Pamela Chinia. Nelly Dau. Mike Fadala. Carmelia Diana Flecherio, Dean's Honor List. Emily Suzanne Urtubiz. Rose Mumbi Meruti Meruti. Juliana Russo. Davinia Sassi. Fernanda Sousa. Carolina Joyce Sullivan. Elena Tuchinskaya. Nayiri Tufendekian. Chris Watson. For the Certificate in Logistics Management, Kelly Carolina Barbosa. For the Certificate in Management, Shi Ying Chuang. Jiaping Kong. Rosario de Grande. Adrienne Ardi. Behzad Karimi Harati. Julia Karpuk. Lucia Nikoska Lure. Sarah Mirali. Matthew Miller, Dean's Honor List. Christopher Morgan. Frederick Premji, also receiving a certificate in marketing. For the certificate in marketing, Alfred Ung. For the certificate in public relations management, Genevieve Boileau. Jennifer Ann Cootley, Dean's Honor List. Vanessa Duhamel. Angela Pilar Gabo. Raymond Grimard. Miriam Gundindo, sorry. Ida Leah Lanso. Margaretzata Anna Murzeniska. Mariama Usman. Catherine Renee Stevens, Dean's Honor List. Antonio Emilio Tarenzo. For the Certificate in Software Development, Kofi Paul Ade, Dean's Honor List. Catherine Ann Leonard, Dean's Honor List. Christina Ionella Lerca. Richard Martinez. Oleyola Seifu Oladel. Robindra Rai Chaudhuri. For the Certificate in Systems Analysis and Design, Hisham Omar El Kouzi. Nina Mercier. for the certificate in translation in English to French. Irène Chantat-Chouen. Marianne Duzet. Nicolas Levac. Alice Lopez Cansado Yusa. Nathalie Matonad. Jocelyne Mercier. Pierre G. Sinot, Dean's Honor List. For the Certificate in Translation in English, French to Spanish, Veronica Arunategui Martinez. Yamina Balestros Montes. Veronica Daniela Lavinia. Aura Pedraza. For the certificate in translation in French to English, Aisha Dominica Lobo. Terry Spiegelman. For the certificate in translation in Spanish to English, Patrick N. Dyer. Madam Vice Chair. For the certificate of proficiency, English for Professional Communication, Leonardo Elias Acuna. Ajal Ibtissem. Nicolas Augustin. David Alfonso Blanco. Arlene Mause Dagli. Carmen Dumitriou, Edward C. Webster Prize in English as a Second Language, Dean's Honor List. Céline Thancam, Dean's Honor List. Paolo Roberto Fumaneri. Anna Lucia Galindo. Adriana Caroline Garcia. Sandra Marisa Henao. Maria Salome Lalongian. Salman Hochani. Corinne Edward Mirica. Tatiana Nikita. Catalina Niculescu. Ionut Niculescu, Edward C. Webster Prize in English as a Second Language, Dean's Honor List. Suad Witer. Vilma Paternina Lenis. Reim Kazem. Maria Luisa Reyes. Yaguba Traore. Elana Ugoriano Puyu. Gabriela Viana. Zhao Wei. Atra Ahia Tabibi. For the Certificate of Proficiency in English, Language, and Culture, Eyad Aladal. Abrar Naif Alanazi. Amir Ahmed Abbouth. Feras Muhammad Al Mubarak. Dina Fouad Al Youssef. Vala Amini. Amal Ahmed Bazir. Mohammed Kamel Belkamel. Ahmed Ben Aisa. Isra Daoud. Sonia El Ghazali. Azam Fayezi Sisi. Maram Abdulaziz Garut. Denise Adriana Gonzalez Moreno. Luisa Fernanda Jimenez Giraldo. Kian Antoine Jouté, Dean's Honor List. Igor Karpov. Reem Fahad Khalil. Elena Kolokolnikova, Dean's Honor List. Nicoletta Labadini, Dean's Honor List. Zaki Khaled Lunici. Aye Muhammad Ahmad Yaqub. Marie-Pierre Marchand. Lesia Marushka. Julie Michaud-Sauret. Raja Mouhier. Mona Abdullah Munshi. Nisa Yusuf Nehran. Edward Jose Perez Gonzalez. Rosa Ravillon. Maria Valentina Rodriguez Tropite. Nawaf Salama. Priscilla Diaz-Sander, Dean's Honor List. Natalia Shandava. Lifu Sun. Reane Lucy Tox. Ji Wang. Saadi Yari. Jili Zhang. For the Certificate of Proficiency French for Professional Communication, Liliane Patricia Abello. Jan Di Fabrizio. Ernesta Cynthia Anita Harwood. Irina Kostko. Anna Maria Lema. Patricia Oka Arjona. Chris Amraj Ramutar. Yeah. Sarah Tinsley. For the Certificate of Proficiency in French Language and Culture, Giancarlo Colantes Huacho. For the Certificate of Proficiency in Spanish, Tamaline Ford.
Je demande à tous les diplômés de se lever. Would the graduating class please rise? À titre de chancelier de l'Université McGill, je déclare et confirme que chacune de vous a maintenant le droit à la distinction de grade, diplôme ou certificat qui vous a été conféré avec tous les honneurs, droits, privilèges et responsabilités qui y sont pertinents. In my capacity as Chancellor of McGill University, I declare and confirm that each of you is now entitled to the distinction of the degree, diploma, or certificate that has been conferred upon you with all the honors, rights, privileges, and responsibility that are pertinent thereto. Félicitations, congratulations. I now invite the Secretary General, Mr. Stephen Stropel, to deliver the benediction.
Go now in peace to share the gift of knowledge that has been entrusted to you. May this university and all graduates be diligent in the free and honest pursuit of truth for the benefit of all. Dieu que nous venions et que nous allions, humbles et pleins d'espoir, nous nous laisserons guider par l'amitié et la solidarité, et nous grandirons en sagesse. May you be blessed all your days.
Thank you, Secretary General. To conclude, I invite Professor Winston Purdy to sing our national anthem.
We see thee rise, the throne of